So what we found with the sewer rate study, that one's a little different. The sewer rate study and kind of the, again, national guidelines that are put out in recommending how to prepare and evaluate that, they don't look at peak usage as much by classes. The focus on that more is how much does it cost to treat the wastewater, to convey it and treat it to the system. So things that are looked at are words called biological oxygen demand, which is a really big nerdy word. But it basically just how much effort is it going to take for all the bacteria at the wastewater plant to break things down and the energy required to maintain that. And then there's also solids called total suspended solids in the wastewater, so it costs money to remove those, as well as ammonia, and then fats, oils, and grease.